Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And I hope that this episode comes off pretty clear to you. I will have to share and say that I am not recording from my usual mic and my usual equipment because I am visiting family right now. But I wanted to make sure that this episode came out, especially because this morning was a really powerful coaching call for the coaching community. We now have two communities. One is in beta, which is really exciting and really curious and interested to see how that one goes. That is our new Worthy coaching community. And then, of course, we have the Captivating Courtship Code. And today's coaching call was really vulnerable, and it was a really beautiful call, not only because of the vulnerability that was shared, but the impact. And it was so funny because when I got off of the call, I shared with someone, I said, oh, a few of my clients cried today on the call, and it always makes me feel good. And they're like, is that a good thing when your clients cry? I'm like, it's an amazing thing. It's the best thing in the world because you know that there's a breakthrough. You know that something has been touched within them emotionally. You know that they're being poured into, they're reflecting, and they're really connecting with the message. And today's message was really about self-worth and about boundaries and some challenges that those who have the primary trophy pattern as their primary pattern, some things that they go through and some challenges that they have, not only with relationships and finding that partner, finding the right partner who will love and value them, but also the inner work and the inner challenges that they have when it comes to loving and valuing themselves. So I did want to share some of that. Of course, I'm not sharing exactly the call. That's what goes on in the private community. But I do want to share with those of you who do have the trophy pattern. And if you don't know what patterns you have or your primary pattern type, just go grab the Love Loop Masterclass. It's only $27. You can go to the link in the show notes and sit through that class and read the different pattern types. You can watch the videos. The great thing about that masterclass and how it's now formatted, one, not only can you go in and view your specific pattern types, but also any updates, any new information that's provided, you will have access to for as long as you have access to the masterclass. So once you buy the masterclass, any new updates, any new information about those particular pattern types, you will have access to. So it's almost like having coaching for your specific pattern types right at your fingertips for only $27. You really can't beat that. So go watch that masterclass and get the free Love Loops roadmap. I'll also make sure that that's linked in the show notes so that you can also have a very quick to follow roadmap for the key things that you need to focus on for your pattern types, especially that primary pattern type. And also in the free Love Loops roadmap, you're also going to get a clarity exercise to just kind of help you think through and work through your next steps and what you're going to focus on. So go ahead and get that. Even with that free roadmap, when you have access to that, you're also going to be able to get any updates. And that's the reason why I did it on our student portal. or at least this isn't the student portal, but the platform that we use. I did it on there just for that reason, so that you can always have the latest, greatest, and most up-to-date information once you have access to it. So go ahead, go get the free Love Loops roadmap. Go get the $27 masterclass, spend some time over the next week and learn about your patterns. But back to the trophy pattern. So this morning we had a really transformational call. It was a beautiful call with one of the clients in the program, and she was speaking of a breakup, and I'm not going to go into the details of her specific situation. But for those of you who are either currently in a courting relationship, or maybe you're in a situationship, or maybe you've just gotten out of a relationship and you're having a difficult time when it comes to letting go. Whether that's walking away from a relationship or from a man that's not serving you, that deep down inside, when you really, really sit with your emotions, when you really sit with your instinct and your intuition, which is very important for those who have the trophy pattern, is listening to your intuition, allowing your feelings to guide you and letting that be enough, and not from your head, not from the anxiety and the anxiousness and the fear, but from a place of being really grounded and centered in how you're feeling and what your gut and your instincts are telling you. But for those who have that and you're having a hard time walking away, or you're having a hard time setting boundaries, or you're having a hard time fully committing to the type of relationship that you want, this is going to be the episode for you. Or even maybe you've already broken up. Maybe the guy has already moved himself, or maybe you have decided to move on, but you're still having a difficult time letting go. Maybe you're still calling every few days or still texting. Maybe you're just having a hard time processing your emotions. This is for you. So one challenge that many who have the trophy pattern have is that they have a very difficult time with boundaries. You may find yourself very confident and able to set the boundary. I find this to be something that my trophy girls are really, really good at, setting boundaries up front initially. However, they have a very difficult time with keeping boundaries. And that is where the challenge comes in, of you really being grounded in your worthiness and really being grounded in your deservingness when it comes to who you are and the type of relationship you want. So if you're struggling with setting boundaries, then 9 times out of 10, you probably settle a lot in your life. And I'm saying in your life, because typically how you do one thing is how you do another. Now, regardless of how educated or accomplished or sophisticated you may be on a surface level, or maybe even deep down inside, I'm not going to keep it just at the surface, because my trophy girls are usually really smart and beautiful, and they are the total package. They have so many great accomplishments. And if trophy is not your primary pattern, it's not saying that you don't possess those things, but this is what makes my trophy girls the trophy girls. They have these elements and these aspects that can make them a trophy partner, and they also are seeking trophy partners at the same time. But if you are settling, meaning your life could be reasonably great, you could actually have some great things going for yourself, you could actually have accomplished some things that you wanted to accomplish, but on a much deeper level, on the most authentic core level of who you are and what you desire, on a very spiritually grounded level, you still don't feel worthy, you don't feel enough, you don't feel like you are actually living the life that you desire to live, then you're still settling. They're still settling there. And 9 times out of 10, you may be settling in your relationships as well. Now, whether that's your personal relationships with maybe your family or your friends, maybe with boundaries or how you feel loved or valued or respected, or how you feel as though people are treating you or showing you love. And then also in your romantic relationships as well, with how the men that you engage with are valuing you, how they're treating you, how they're showing up for you. But here's a caveat, and what's really, really important for me to add in here for my trophy girls. It's not simply about how someone is showing up for you when it comes to consistency, or when it comes to material things. You may be attracting men who will provide some material privileges or benefits, such as maybe they will take you out, maybe they will buy you gifts, maybe they will do nice things for you on a financial level. Maybe you're attracting men who are very financially stable or accomplished, even if they're not as successful as you would like them to be, but you feel pretty secure. Like, that's not your issue. For most of my trophy girls who have their primary pattern as a trophy pattern, attracting partners who are financially stable or a success or accomplished or ambitious or any of those things typically aren't their challenge. So if you do have the trophy pattern and you feel like that's something you put a lot of emphasis on, that is one of the sabotaging behaviors that you currently have, is no longer putting so much emphasis on security, financial security, and provision, because that is probably what's blinding you right now in your love life. Because you're putting more focus and more emphasis on trying to attract a partner that has the status markers and has the security from a financial or provision or educational or any of those things, but you're ignoring the fact that you're attracting partners who are non-committal, who are emotionally unavailable, who do not value you, who do not provide emotional security and stability for you in a way that you can feel safe and secure in the relationship. So you have to adjust your lens when it comes to what's important to you and what you value, and make it a non-negotiable and set boundaries around that. And that's part of the challenge. It's not easy, but it is simple what you need to do in order to do that. So when you're in a space of lacking boundaries and settling and lowering your values, you're going to be in a place of a fear of missing out. And that is something that we talked about a lot on today's coaching call, is that fear of missing out. Because that fear of missing out, one, it's usually, most often than not, it's not a real issue. It's not a real issue. So you're operating from a place of scarcity, of survival mode, where you're trying to hold on to a person or an idea of a person, actually a projection of who you think this person is, or projection of what you think the relationship could be, and not the reality of it, not the reality of what the relationship actually is, not the reality of who that person actually is, not the reality of what the future with this person would actually be, because you've already created the fantasy and the idea of this person and the idea of the relationship in your head, which is why for my trophy girls, their go-to thing is men like the idea of me and not the real me, and that's typically just a projection. So if you are in this space and you're settling and you lack boundaries and you're lowering your value, you're lowering your own personal pedestal, whether it's your personal relationships, your work relationships, and especially your romantic relationships, you're going to start to feel undervalued, not seen, not heard, not respected, not loved, which are all of the low value feelings. And those feelings, when you're not in your worthiness, when you're not in your worth, when your self-worth is low, and that opens up the borders for all types of negotiating with your values, of disrespect, of unlovable behavior, of undesirable behavior, clinginess, neediness, combativeness, aggression, like all those lower value emotions and behaviors start to surface when you are not in your worth. And that's the complete opposite of what you actually want. You want to feel loved. You want to feel valued. You want to feel respected. You want to feel emotionally secure and supported by those that you love beyond finances. Finances is just the first level. And I'm not downplaying that. I want to be very, very clear. I do think finances are important. I do think there's no love without, no romance without finance. I do think that there is a importance and a priority to have stability and whatever that looks like for you. It doesn't mean you have to be with a top earner or you have to be with someone who makes more than you or a lot of you. That's okay if that's what you want. It's safe for you to want that. But everyone's different in that area, what financial stability looks like to them and what's okay for them. And that's okay. I'm not worried about that. But we want to take it a level above that. We want to go, maybe even some would say, deeper than that. Because if you're only focused on those status markers, and I'm speaking specifically right now to those with the trophy pattern as their primary pattern type, if you are primarily focused on those status markers, you are negotiating with the love and the connection and the emotional security that you actually desire on a very secure and core level, at the most authentic, deepest level of what really, really matters to you. Now, this is important because if you are a woman and you've been operating in this space for some time, maybe you felt like you've never really had the love or the support or the emotional security or the emotional availability ever in your life. Maybe you've never attracted a partner that has provided that for you. Maybe you have attracted a partner that has provided for you maybe once, maybe even twice, but you see it as a very rare experience that you can actually have. Maybe you never had it as a child. Maybe you had emotionally unavailable parents. That's not coming down on your parents or putting any shame on your parents. Sometimes they just didn't have the tools to provide the emotional support. Maybe they were operating in survival as well. Like, they have their own story and their own situation. It has nothing to do with you. And as children, you're not able to communicate your emotional needs. More often than not, you're not able to be able to receive that from them. You don't know how to communicate that. And that's something that you just have to go without. If you grew up with parents, they're probably very similar to mine. The way that love was showed was through providing. They showed you that they loved you. They showed that they cared for you. They showed you that you mattered by providing, by making sure that you had a roof over your head, you had clothes on your back, and you had food in your stomach. And if you had those needs met and any extra bonuses, what's there to complain about? What are you unsatisfied about? Who cares if you don't get affirmed? Who cares if you don't get compliments all the time? Who cares if you don't get praised? Who cares if you're not validated when it comes to your emotions? Who cares if you're not able to speak up for yourself and stand up for yourself? You have your needs met. What's wrong? And if those are some of the messages that you are telling yourself, then you may be telling yourself that in relationships with men as well. The same exact messages, that same exact story. So you're just playing out this narrative and this loop that you've been in since you were a child. So one of the things that you may think is the problem right now is that you don't know how to walk away. You don't know how to set boundaries. Or you may be telling yourself that if you say no, or that if you walk away from a man or a relationship that's not satisfying you, that doesn't feel secure, that's bringing out the anxiety and those survival emotions in you, if you are telling yourself that you have to have that, or that if you walk away that you're going to miss out on an opportunity, or that someone else is going to scoop this man up, or that you're never going to have the relationship that you want, if you're telling yourself that, then I want to challenge that belief. I want you to challenge that belief. Because the thing is that what you think you're missing out on in the future is actually what you're missing out on right now. So if you believe that if you walk away or you set a boundary that you're going to be rejected or you're going to be abandoned, or that the man is going to move on to someone else and he's not going to ever provide you the emotional security that you desire if you don't settle, or if you don't wait to receive it, or if you don't work harder to receive it. That's a big belief with many of my trophy girls, that they have to work hard. They have to prove themselves. They have to try to keep his attention or keep the man. They have to work to get what they want. And that's where that trophy mindset comes in, right? Because when you're playing a game, when you are going after a goal, you're strategizing, you're working hard, you're earning it. And there's the belief that you can work hard to achieve, or that you should have to work hard to achieve it. But what if you didn't have to? What if none of that is actually true? What if you're already worthy and deserving exactly where you are right now? You already are enough. You can have the emotional support, the emotional stability, the emotional security, and the partner who is also financially stable and secure. What if you can have all of that and not just feel as though you have to negotiate and you can only have one or the other? What if that's possible for you? What if by setting boundaries, it doesn't mean that you're going to be rejected or abandoned, or that the man that you want will move on and ride off into the sunset with someone else. But how about if you have the belief that by setting a boundary, you get to see if that man will provide the emotional security? You will be able to attract men who will step up to that level and meet that expectation. You get to stop negotiating with that boundary, stop negotiating with having emotional security and stability. What if you give that man the opportunity, you free him, and you allow him to decide if he wants to be there or if he wants to go find someone else that's going to be okay with his emotional unavailability? What if you looked at that as an opportunity, setting boundaries as an opportunity for you to see who's in alignment with you and who's not? And you allow those who do not love you, who do not respect you, who do not value you, to remove themselves and to move out of the way to clear the path for those who will to come through. Because right now you're allowing the wrong men, the wrong people, the wrong situations to block the road. They're blocking the path. And the right people can't come through if the path is blocked. So I want you to raise your expectations for yourself. Okay, my trophy girl, raise the expectations for yourself and stop settling, thinking that you will never have the relationship that you want if you set and keep boundaries, because right now you already do not have the relationship that you want because you're not setting boundaries. You see how that works? You are attracting the very thing that you want to avoid. And you will never have the relationship that you want. Maybe it's not with this man, maybe it is with this man, but you will never know, and you will never be able to receive it if you do not set boundaries and stop negotiating with your value. So there's three things that I want you to focus on right now, just to get started, just to get it off the ground, so that you step into your worthiness. You start aligning with the type of relationship that you want, and you start owning your value and stop negotiating with it. The first thing is that I want you to get very, very clear on your authentic values and start embodying them, okay? What do we mean by embodying them? It means they become a part of you. You fully integrate with your values. This means that you stop just saying what matters to you and what values to what's valuable to you, and you start actually stepping into it and becoming that. You focus on who you're being and not what you're doing. You focus on the people around you and who they be and not what they do. We talked about that on today's call as well. But you're going to start embodying your value and raising your expectations for yourself. You're going to raise the bar for who's allowed into your life. You're going to raise the bar for how you treat yourself, for how you talk to yourself, for what you value. You're going to start raising your own expectation. I don't care if right now you tell yourself that your bar is already high, elevate it. Elevate it. Because if you're not feeling worthy, if you're not feeling loved, if you're not feeling deserved, if you're still settling for low value behavior, whether it's your low value behavior or the low value behavior of the men that you're meeting, if you're still settling, that means your bar can be higher than what it is for yourself. Raise your expectations for yourself, not just your expectations for other people, your expectations for yourself, and embody your values. The next thing that I want you to do, you have to start practicing. And it's important when we talk about anything pertaining to coaching that it's all practice. And my clients hear me, for those of you who are in coaching, you hear me say all the time, it's just practice. You have to practice. It's just like I tell people, treat like a cup of coffee. It's just practice. You have to practice thoughts. You have to practice beliefs. You have to practice behaviors. Practice makes perfect, right? So the more you practice it, the more it becomes a natural part of you. It's not an overnight process. This is why we help you in coaching. This is why we provide you with weekly coaching. This is why we provide you with community. This is why we provide you with the support, because it's not an overnight process. It is something you must practice, but you're going to practice providing yourself with the type of security that you need. And you're going to learn how to create security within yourself, which is extremely, extremely important, because if you cannot provide that for yourself, you're going to be consistently trying to outsource that security. And when you don't know, especially your nervous system does not know how to register what security and safety feels like, especially when you are engaging with another person and you don't know what that feels like. And you're always in fight or flight. You're always in anxiety. You're always in fear or control or any of those survival emotions and survival behaviors. You're not going to understand how to register when someone else isn't providing that, because that becomes your normalcy. Those emotions, those behaviors, those thoughts, that anxiety, that becomes your norm. And when that is your norm, then when someone is triggering that, or when someone's showing up meeting you in that norm, on that level of survival, that feels normal to you when it doesn't have to be. It's not supposed to be. So you have to learn to create security within yourself so that your nervous system is regulated, so that you understand what it feels like to feel secure and to feel safe. And then that elevates and raises your expectations, so that when you don't feel that safety and security, you can reject that. You can walk away from that. You can set that boundary around that, because your worthiness and your deservingness is high. But when it's low, you're going to let it in. So it's very important for you to practice security within yourself. And then the next thing that I want you to start doing, this is just to get off the ground. We're just getting you off the ground right now. Is that you have to understand that no is very powerful. Your ability to say no. A lot of times when we were children, we didn't have the ability to say no. We couldn't say no to our parents. We couldn't speak up for ourselves. We couldn't set boundaries. We couldn't do any of those things. And we had that fear of saying no and what would happen as a result of saying no and advocating for ourselves. So you have to get really good and comfortable, which can be scary, which we can help you with in coaching. But you have to get comfortable with stepping into your power by saying no. And let me say this very clearly for my trophy girls. Some of you may be telling yourself, I don't have any problem with saying no. I have no problem with saying no to a man. I can say no whenever I want. Yeah, to the men you're not attracted to the men that you don't want, to the men that you don't have a connection with, you're probably very good at saying no. But how do you show up when it's the man that fits the status you're looking for, that's as attractive as you desire, the man that's consistent, the man that's showing up in your life? Do you still step into that role of being the chooser, or do you shrink? Do you settle? Do you negotiate with your boundaries and with your values? Do you waste time giving him more time and more time and more time? Do you settle for gray areas and situationships? Do you fall into that space when it's someone that you want? It doesn't matter about the guys that you don't like, or that you're not attracted to, or that you're indifferent about. That trophy pattern is activated when it's the guy that you feel like is holding the trophy. And the trophy may not even be him. The trophy may be the commitment, the family, the future that you want, the stability, the security, the validation that you seek. That's the trophy. It may or may not be the man. The man may be a part of it. But what I find more often than not, it's the bigger picture. And that fear of not getting the bigger picture and putting the power in that man's hands, that he controls that bigger picture. And if you do not settle and shrink, if you set boundaries, there's a possibility that you will never have it. And he has that power. He's almost like Thanos, right? He has that glove on his hand and he can just make a snap and take your whole future away. That's the power that you're giving when you are scared to set boundaries. So you have to understand that no is super powerful. It allows you to get in alignment with what you want. It allows you to step into what you want to receive. It protects you from low value behavior, protects you from disrespect. It protects you from people who don't value you, protects you from wasting your time. So you have to get comfortable with saying no and be okay with whatever happens on the other side, because you will be okay. And trust that you will be okay. So I hope that you really loved and received what you needed to receive from this episode. And if you are a trophy girl, or maybe you're not a trophy girl, but you just needed to hear this message, I hope that this helps to get you on a path to healing and get you on the path of setting boundaries and overcoming your fear of missing out in any doubt. And if you have any questions or you need help with this, feel free to send an email or send a DM on Instagram. The information is in the show notes. And ask me anything. Feel free to reach out. Do not be shy. There's no question that's a problem. And make sure that you take the next steps. Make sure that you go get that free Love Loops Masterclass. Go get the free Love Loops Roadmap. Get the Love Loops Masterclass so that you can learn more about your pattern types and the steps that you need to take to transform them. And then if you are ready to go deeper and you want some coaching and you want some support and you want some community behind you, it's so beautiful and beneficial for women to be a part of a community. It's truly the most valuable aspect, in my opinion, of what we have built here at Captivating Courtship is the coaching community and women having a safe space and women having community. So if that is you, we do have two options available to you. You can go to the links in the show notes to learn more about them, or you can just send me a DM, send me a message, find out the information that you need so that you can make a decision. Just make a decision. But whatever it is, we are here to support you in breaking this trophy pattern and also learning how to leverage this trophy pattern to your own benefit. It's not all about the bad. There's also some pros to this pattern type, and you can learn to leverage it in order to attract this right type of partner for you. So I hope that this was helpful. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will talk to you soon. Hey, beautiful, I want to ask you to share this podcast with the woman you know and help us change the way women attract partners and court for commitment. I'm a huge believer that when we change one woman and elevate her relationships, we change society and we also change family trees. And you can help with this simply by sharing the podcast. Thanks for being a part of the Courtship Code community, and thanks for sharing this episode.